You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Dean Johnson.
The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's Love and Hip Hop After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Love and Hip Hop After Show.
Play something. What's Miss Giana's choice of song today?
Yes, it was, because it was the cutest part in this whole episode.
Glad you liked it.
I just had to have a moment real quick.
Are you going to propose to me?
I thought you were going to propose to me.
You guys have been cutting up over there. You know what song we should have played was the Olivia track that made the top iTunes.
Top 10. Olivia beat out Erica Mena.
You're lying. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She released her version of Where Do We Go From Here and blew Erica out. Wow.
Top song.
Bing is for Dooming, and we are here doing another episode at AfterBuzz TV, Love and Hip Hop New York. Do the right thing. Do the right thing like Spike Lee. I'm your host, Mikey 3000 Watts. Of course, I have Nicolette Gayona over here looking like Britney Spears from the When We Walk Up in the Club. All eyes on us. All eyes on us.
Britney, bitch.
It's Nikki, bitch.
DJ Jesse Janity.
Chup.
Giving me Charlie Brown over there. How you doing?
No, you didn't actually come from your basic white t-shirt.
You did not just go and play along with
apparently.
It's a basic white t-shirt, but then once you see the bottom, you know.
Yep, in my white tee.
Right, that was don't so play. 2002.
And the lovely Miss Ashita Onre.
Hello.
How you doing?
Okay. With her black tee. I mean, since we just my black calling tea. Everyone's...
Black on black.
Yes.
Sexy.
Oh, my bad, yeah.
It's like we always coordinate. Like, you know, not, they're giving me vibrance, and then we're giving relaxed.
Mm-hmm. And we're giving everything.
Everything. So, we start off this episode with Erica and Yandy. Erica mentions to Yandy, not mentions, where they talk about how she likes Rich and she feels kind of betrayed that she gave the record. He gave the record to Olivia.
I would feel that way too when it tops the charts.
Right.
Yandy basically tells her, you know, yes, you played kind of the wrong part in this situation as well. Two wrongs don't make a right.
Mm-hmm.
But what do you really want out of it? Do you want to be with Rich? Do you want him to just manage you? She says Rich genuinely wants to see you win. Do we actually honestly believe that? Mm-hmm. Is he just trying to get the punani?
No,
I honestly believe that.
He wants to see Erica win.
Yes.
Then why does he do things to make her lose? He gave the song to Olivia.
Because
that was a I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
I'm ready to talk.
Girl, go.
People say I don't talk. So I'm ready to talk.
You know, because that's what you get paid here to do that.
All
right,
right. Right. Well, wasn't he's reacting to Erica's reaction to his reaction?
Right.
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly.
That's basically what is going
on. So Olivia's not Yandy's not pumping Erica's head up. She's not giving Erica false hope. She's actually saying, stick with Rich.
Yeah. Exactly.
Right.
Which is why all Rich wanted it at the end of the day, but signed the contract. Like she said, there was no agreement between the two of you, so he don't owe you anything.
Mm-hmm.
Just because you want to lay down on your back and offer what you offer and don't mean you're going to get the goods.
Speaking of laying on your back, quote of the day comes from Yandy. Swallow your pride and go back to your manager. Now, there's so many ways I can translate
this. I'm sure Erica has swallowed a lot of that.
So many ways I can translate that. Swallow your pride and go back to your manager. She swallows a lot more than that. Tahiri actually... Tahiri, man, was giving me something a little extra special. Her mom, the dynamic between her and her mother.
Wait, are we done talking about Erica?
No, we'll get back to her.
Okay, I was like...
We'll get back
to her. Oh, yeah, because right.
We will get back to her. We will, and especially in predictions. And news and gossip, there's a lot going on.
Oh, well, I need to get to her before that, but go ahead. Tahiri.
Tahiri, the dynamic with her and her mom. Actually, her mom's cute.
Mm-hmm.
She gives me Tahiri, older Tahiri.
Yeah.
No, please speak on that.
But wait, wait, wait.
Well, I'm just like so confused because like haven't they had that conversation like a long time ago? Like, it's just so annoying when these, you know, these people in these shows, like especially with like Evelyn and her mom. But I mean, I guess
because it's forced.
But yeah, it is probably forced. That's pretty much my
answer. First of all, I mean,
that's all I wanted to say. Shit was forced.
In my relationship, and as a man, I share everything with my mom. Like, my mom is my best friend. Now, if I was doing like the booty butt modeling, I don't know if I would be so easy. If y'all noticed, the magazine she was spread, what she was showing, was her and her cakes out.
That was fly,
looking back
though.
At it.
I ain't even a friend.
Yeah. But you gonna share that with your mom?
Back at it. I so would. Yeah. Hey, mom, look, I looking hot. Look
actually, I'll tell her before I do it, so she's not surprised.
Right. And no. Our, you know, Samaya, she does the same things, and her mom is mad cool, and they be showing that. I mean, it's like, it's not like she's sitting there butt naked.
Yeah, with her, like,
it was
well,
cute.
You know, it's about time we saw Tahiri in another storyline other than Joe. We found out that her father was deported, and actually forged her mother's signature on the divorce papers, which I'm sure could be very hard, very, very, very hard.
That's crazy.
And she said something that just rings true to even my life. Men, as right now in our urban communities, tend to not think about the future of their children. You know, I grew up with a father that left my mother and didn't realize, well, what happened at 26? Will I be able to establish a relationship with my son? Because now we don't talk at all. And and as an adult, I refuse to go down that lane. So I completely related with Tahiri on the absent father subject.
Yeah. But big ups for her for wanting to go down there.
Exactly.
And, I mean, to me, that made her storyline, like, I can appreciate the things that she's going through, and I can you can kind of see who she is.
And you can understand why she does all these things for...
And stuck with Joe. Because what did her mom say? Don't go out and try to find...
your father.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and a lot of girls do that.
It's so true.
And, you know, I don't mean to...
I'm lucky. No. I have you, Dad. Love you. Big shout out to my pops.
And actually, we need to talk because I talked about my mom, about you and your dad's relationship,
really?
Actually on Sunday.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Really crazy. Aww. You guys have an amazing relationship.
My mom was so tender.
My mom actually cried, too.
My dad's awesome.
A lot of tea.
That's awesome.
Shit.
But what do we think about, you know, the future fathers of America? And I hate to single out the urban community, but I feel like we tend to leave single mothers and fathers and feel like that's just normal and it's okay. And I've seen this throughout me growing up and throughout my family. I mean, I thought that was pretty a really powerful message to put that on TV.
Love and Hip Hop twice in two episodes.
One episode. Two episodes.
No, because last week it was the racially charged topic. They coming strong with the...
Oh, Lord. They're
hitting the topics.
Yeah.
Just when we thought it was going to get wholesome, they bring Rocky back onto the scene.
Hotmess.com.
Pull up to the scene with her skirt missing.
Pull up to the scene with her skirt missing. Rocky, L'Oreal, and Yandy, actually. This was the fakest dinner I've ever seen in my life. Like, y'all don't even hang out the whole show, but now we get y'all in one scene.
Right.
Like, I'm cooking for my friends.
Yes.
Like,
you crying.
Right.
But you notice they never showed the plates. And we all know what
it was eating.
And you want to know something? Like, when she said her friends, I was not expecting those two. I was like, okay, we're going to see some new people.
Mm-hmm. Well, L'Oreal, maybe, because they look like they're related somehow. L'Oreal and Rocky?
They do kind of look like they're related.
They look like Alvin, cousins. Simon, Theodore. Where's Theodore?
Bert and Ernie.
Yanny was just like, I'm going to get my meal. Head out of here. Okay. That asparagus looked real good, though.
Oh, yeah, the asparagus did look good.
It made me want some.
Right. I mean, that was just... I felt like that was a waste of time. I think
they were talking about Rashida and just rashing on Rashida, and it's just like...
I feel like all the characters on this season...
I don't even remember.
All the characters on this season weren't as connected as Atlanta or the women in New York before.
Right.
The first two seasons.
I agree with you on that.
So it's weird when they put them all in the room at the end of the episode, at the end of the season, and have them bond, because it's like, well, we don't believe it because y'all haven't been in the same room literally the whole season.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden now y'all are friends.
Mm-hmm.
The editing on this season has kind of half-assed. A little bit half-assed. Definitely the stars of the episode, Bendici's and Yandy. Definitely stole my show. Stole the show. I got a whole new look on Mendici's.
Me too.
Well, no,
it just made me love him more.
Yeah.
He was just like, so genuine, so real.
But with VH1, I feel like they're building you up to love Mindy Cs this episode, but I feel like he's going to mess it up in the next episode.
Well, they're still together, so I mean...
They're working through it.
All we're focused on here, from the way I look at it, is like how you were talking about single parents... what Mendeecees did and what he said to Votto about being a man and like we can't be living this lifestyle forever.
Right.
Like
mm-hmm. like you said, I used to F
Rashida type
women. Language. I used to F bitches and get money and that's all I thought about. But at some point I had to think, you know, I have this woman who's sticking by my side every time I mess up, no matter what. I have to become a man, stick by her. And do right by my woman.
And that's a good message to send out.
Very good message.
You know? So I, yeah, kudos to him.
We all need a man like that.
Yes.
Find me one. Show.
Erica meets with Rick's mom, which is really awkward because I didn't really think, like, I thought they weren't really that close to me, but I guess right. they are.
But she needed her to read her for Phil.
I mean, sorry, Rich's mom.
I really was hoping she was going to even go harder on Erica.
Me too.
Like, she was, like, kind of giving it, but not, like, fully giving it. And I was like, she really just needed to give it to her straight. That's how I felt.
I mean, with that whole situation, I just didn't understand anything Erica was saying. I feel like one minute she was like, I feel like she was trying to say I like him, and then she was... The next minute, she was trying to explain that she doesn't like him and she wants the manager part of it. I didn't know where she was going with it. And then her mom was sitting there like, you need to get it together before you make any decisions. Like, I don't
right.
know.
Well, and the whole thing that I got from it was like, okay, like, you know, I see, you know, you talking to her, trying to get these answers.
That's a big
My
step
whole time, I thought it was business. That's what I thought, but shit.
Because okay, let's just figure this out right here. Let's be like Scandal. So, Erica said that time she was sitting outside talking to Rich, when he gave her the option, relationship or manager, she chose manager and they stopped dating, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay. So then she goes to talk to his mom for what reason? Why the mother?
Because she knew she messed up and she had to give
messed up as a girlfriend or messed up as a client?
She messed up both.
Mm-hmm. In both ways.
Just her temper. But she messed up both, so she knew she had to get in because remember she said, I need to fix it.
Right. But so, what did you get from the conversation? Like, she wants to be with him or...
I got that she wants to be with him and she wants him to be the manager. But what I also got is that she doesn't know how to communicate effectively. That's why the mother kept saying, oh, you know what, you're good. Because you're saying one thing, but your body language and your
mouth.
She's doing another. Exactly.
I felt like she blows a bunch of hot air. She gives a lot of, says she's going to do something and wants something, but in reality, it's not really what she really wants.
Right.
And when it comes down to her and Rich, I don't know even if this relationship is real, but if it is, what I see is she can't put business and pleasure on two separate platforms. She combines the two, and therefore it comes out to a big mess of explosion of nastiness.
To me, it's just like she comes off so thirsty and so like, oh my God, like it's all falling. I need to do the best sex, or I need to be so sexual to get back to where I need to be, or what's the smoothest things I can say to reel myself back in. Like,
she went out and bought her some lingerie to go.
Right. So
what a business meeting that was.
And what that looks like to us on camera is, you know, had she come in regular clothes to go talk to Rich when she went to his house and she was serious about her work, I would be like, okay.
Right.
Maybe she really is turning a new leaf. But she came in a trench coat and lingerie. And even when she walked in, it looked like she grabbed his penis. It was just
she was like, hi.
And it was just like, well, then what the hell do you want? Because then I still am lost because I'm still lost because I thought the outcome was you just decided business. Now you're still don't know what you want. You're thinking.
But based on who she is, I don't think she knows any better. Mm-hmm. To be honest.
Cheers to that. Yeah, I heard that. True. She doesn't know
I don't
know
think she knows any better than what she knows. She doesn't know how to have a conversation without it being sex. She doesn't know.
If we're keeping it real, she's built her whole career off of looking pretty.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
What else? What do you turn to when all else fails? You go to what you know. I know how to look pretty. I know how to use my sexual prowess to get what I want.
Right.
I'm going to do that.
And I don't know. But first of all, can we just talk about how Rich Dawes keeps saying that that's his...
On that bed.
That's it. First of all, beyond the bed, he keeps saying bed. That's his house, and that damn well looks like a hotel room. Why you got a number outside your door, and then you just open it up, and you in the bedroom?
Well, in New York, do people call their apartments, like, their houses? Like, I don't know. I mean,
I mean, maybe if he has a studio...
Well, but I don't get it.
Rich Dawes. I mean, I don't know. Your bed is right by the front door.
Yeah, I mean, it is kind of weird that they were having a conversation on his bed, like, you know, but she was ready for it.
Oh, my God.
I mean,
maybe he rents a bedroom, and he doesn't even have a whole apartment. He just rents that bedroom.
That's what...
I don't know.
No, it's like a hotel.
Wait, but come on, dude, because there's no way if I was on Love & Hip Hop...
Maybe he's
I'm
traveling.
Filming in my bedroom.
Right.
That's why like, that's your private area. I'm going to film in our living room or whatever, like... It just wouldn't happen that way.
Well, there's a lot more to you to that whole story. Because then we get this blonde bimbo up in this
Tiffany.
Bitch.
Right. And let me tell you, I got some stuff to tell you about her.
Yeah. We need to all talk
that
about
that was
this.
A doozy. I was like, wait, and what?
Wait, right.
She
no,
said she loved
I had
you?
To, I had
wait,
to rewind.
What?
I had to rewind.
I did too.
Like, because... Okay, she's...
Wait, yeah, Mikey tried to explain the story to us, and we were like, no. She said she slept with Erica.
Yes.
They did the damn
they
thing.
They did so, it.
And Erica like, said, I love you.
Right. Erica said, I love you. Like,
to
I didn't
her.
Understand.
And then I didn't understand, why is Rich hiring her...
To be a spy.
To spy. Like, what is that about?
I'm just...
There are so many things wrong with
so
that
I understand
whole subject.
That.
Like, I love you, but I want you to spy on my mistress.
And then turn around and say, but I still want Rich.
But this is why reality is crazy.
After she had sex with...
The girl.
And what was it, Yandy? Was it Yandy that said, man, does this man have a gold penis?
No.
He don't.
No, but wait,
And she
no,
said,
he don't.
She didn't say has gold penis, is his... The tip of his penis what? Golden or whatever.
I don't care.
Tomato,
get
tomato.
Dang, whatever. That shit ain't gold.
I mean, it ain't like they're that big
well,
of a difference.
We finally get Ebro back on the picture, and it's no wonder television
like
stations know how to plug something because Ebro is going to be in that next show, The Gossip Girl. So this is like the preview for his next show that he'll be on as well. But he gets to talking about Rocky, about Jen the Pen. You know he's on the new Gossip Girl.
I know. You would think
it's
if
like a
they
plug.
Were so, if Jen the Pen and Rocky were so in the gossip world,
they would be on that
TV show. So
they should have been on
y'all
that
wrong.
Show.
You didn't make
Move
the
along.
Cut.
You didn't make no cut.
But
sorry.
Ebro, you know, he kind of slices his cheese thin. He was like, you know, if that is even an analogy. He says, you know, Rocky, you're arguing with all these people that I know and I'm involved with, speaking of it, same scene right here, but you are the one common denominator in the whole situation. You're always fighting with somebody, so how can I put you on air when I put you on air and you're now fighting with your partner. Like, I can't trust you. It looks bad. For somebody that owns a business, it falls on my shoulders at the end of the day, and I don't want to put my career on the line. Now, is he over-exaggerating?
No.
Kind of, maybe.
No, how?
Why?
How?
No,
because
he's
how
giving
are they...
it to her raw. Like, look, this
because
is
Because how
it
are they going to know that she's arguing with all these people?
Because she is.
She even says straight there, like, oh, I don't mess with Joe anymore. He's like, those were your peoples.
Yeah.
Like, how do you not mess with your people?
Okay.
Right.
And now your people ain't messing you with you?
She can't
Jen
even
ain't
get
messing
an interview
with you?
No
consequence?
More.
Yeah, like...
She can't even get an interview.
Well, you know, I kind of agreed with Rocky. You know, it was kind of out of her control. Joe was on drugs. He was being a crack addict. Hey, sorry.
She should have controlled herself trying to flip tables, trying to start shit with
the
people.
The same housewives is loving
hip
hop.
Yeah, like...
But she should have never called Ebro out of his name. She should have never cursed and took it to that level. And he even called her out on it. And he's like, whoa.
That shows you his point.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So he's right the whole time.
She got some... problems.
He's like, don't cuss at me, fam.
Right, and what was the, he said the best line, as a business person, why would I hire someone who continues to show me that they can't get along working with people?
Right.
Yeah. I don't want you working for my company.
Well, and then what was the whole thing that he was interested in, like, getting people...
He wants her to interview Joe Budden.
Mm-hmm. Like, if she can mend things with Joe and get that... Because I'm not going to... You just tell me, oh, I want a radio show. Well, okay, that's nice. I'm not just going to give you a radio show. Like, how are you going to prove to me? So if she can mend things with Joe Budden, show that she's the bigger person, get that interview, then I'll look at that like that's your audition.
And it also shows maturity because he asked her. So what if you she was like, well, what if you see someone you don't like? He was like, I'll still speak.
Right.
Because I may need him one day.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Like
any career.
Any career. Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
She was like a little kid. She's like, oh,
I can't do that. Right.
Never burn bridges.
Be right. Careful who you trample on because they might be above you in the near future. You never
exactly.
know.
Exactly.
True. Speaking of commentary, we need everybody to go to iTunes, download, rate, and subscribe.
Sorry, go ahead.
We love our YouTube viewers, but we also love our iTunes viewers. That's where it counts for us.
Get us to number one.
We want you to get us to number one because we love you. We want to continue to do this. It's right here.
You know you love our juicy comments.
You know you love
everyone
our juicy
on YouTube does.
Yeah.
Yes. So, Miss Rocky Thunder goes and meets with Joe. Joe knows there's an underlying layer of reasons why she's there to apologize.
I'm glad he was smart.
Because let's face it, she probably wasn't the one that needed to apologize.
But did she really apologize? She was like, I'm sorry, Joe.
But it was just really like, really bad.
I'm sorry, Joe. Sorry. Okay, I'm sorry.
She got kicked out by him and the dog and Zahiri at the same damn time. I'd be mad as hell. Embarrassing on TV. But so she pitches this interview, this show to Joe. And I think he kind of wants to go with it unless she apologizes. He won't go with it unless she apologizes to Tahir.
I really hope he doesn't do it, period.
Me too.
You want her to just pull one on her and like one over her and not actually go with what he said? He's known to do that.
I don't believe in rewarding bad behavior. And I feel like that's what that would be doing.
Yeah, and I mean, I just don't really feel like anybody would really want to listen to her on the radio after this show.
Well, that's true too.
So,
well, I know not in LA, but maybe in New York. I don't know how it works out there, but
I mean,
boring.
Yeah. Well, so Joe wasn't hearing it, and then he goes, "If you go apologize to Tahiri," and she can't even man up to go apologize to Tahiri.
I know.
Like,
and
if you was really on your grind, like,
how old is Joe Budden?
Mid-30s.
Oh, I was going to say 40s.
Got his pants hanging off his ass when you over 30?
No time.
Boy.
Yeah.
I'm young. I can do that. For real. I was like, you're on television. Your pants, your boxers are showing on television. Like, come on, bro.
Ooh, but how about the shade Evo threw at Joe Buttons? He was like, you know, you messing up with Consequence and Joe Budden. He said, and they just Consequence and Joe Budden. It ain't like Hope or something like that. Like, you can't even keep that connect. Like,
right. No,
but
I heard
you
that
want that
too.
Interview, though. Want that interview.
Ebo gave a light read.
He did.
A light read.
Oh, he was giving it all. He was just saying what he was feeling.
I like him. Light shade too when she was like, oh, Evo think he cute just because you used to have the top radio station in New York. Like, ooh. Oh, that you want to work on.
Right.
Doesn't he have
exactly.
a breakfast club? Doesn't he have a breakfast club?
That's Power 105.
Oh, my bad.
But she tried it because she really wanted to get a job on that whack radio station that used to be popular.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in good old love and hip hop fashion, they love to foreshadow to the next episode. And our foreshadowing was what we talked about earlier. Olivia meets with this mysterious girl, Tiffany. Looks like a broke down Kimbella.
Isn't that what I thought it was her friend? Oh, mysterious to us, yeah.
Well, to us, yeah. Olivia says it was her friend, but not really her really good friend. She was like, I'm surprised you even called me. Like, what's going on?
What is going on?
Like, girl, I ain't talked to you in 6 months, but like, you're the only one I can come to you with this story.
Ooh.
Like, of course you can.
Olivia was happy. She was like,
damn,
let me get a storyline.
Or she was kind of just like, ooh, I just want to hear all the tea. What's going on? You know
so let's break this down because I want to just get this figured out so the next show we can just go in.
Wait, before we get to the next one, question for everyone. All right, so they say Olivia got the top on iTunes. When I read that in the blog, it could have been a day late. Maybe you got it that one day it was there. And if you did, big ups. Congratulations. Can someone confirm that for me? Like, say they actually saw it? Because I went on iTunes, and I did not see no Olivia on the top singles.
I don't know.
I could be wrong. Might have been 2 days late on the blogs. I might have been.
Right.
Well, I have to admit, this weekend, well, first of all, I haven't downloaded the song from iTunes.
Oh, way better than
this weekend. I played it on YouTube while I was at home. I sat there and had my little cup of wine after I was there with my mom and whatever. I came home. listen to it. The house
he
was
has em- to set the room.
Right. Yeah, you know, the house was empty. I thought, you know, man, I'll just play it, see what's going on. I listened to the whole song and actually compared the two, then listened to Erica's version.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Which one's better?
Well, here's the thing.
Right.
Vocally.
You tapping out? You tapping out?
Vocally, Olivia's was better.
Duh.
But I did listen to Erica's. And it wasn't.
You just
horrible.
Want to give this bitch.
I'm
some
not.
Credit.
But which one was better?
See, I do music. So I can't say there was one that was.
How can you?
Both
can.
Of, to me, both of them weren't bad. There it is. Both okay. of them weren't bad.
Okay, but you can't say which one's better.
Olivia's was better.
What would I put on my Saturday anymore. Morning when I'm doing my chores at the apartment and would blast Olivia's? I would.
Okay.
There it is.
Okay.
There That's it. What I.
Well, here's my question. I really wonder. Because this whole show to me just seems so fake. I really wonder if all this was a marketing scheme for Olivia. Like they were going to let Erica do the track and they build this whole storyline about this song.
Just for Olivia?
I wonder if, I mean, Rich is managing both girls, supposedly.
Olivia that, don't have that much star power.
It's though. Not Olivia Sorry. Doing it. It's not about star power. She has a platform. I wonder if... They did that to kind of make people go listen to the song.
You and think Erica would embarrass herself like that?
I mean, is it embarrassing? I mean, she's done enough to embarrass herself. She clearly don't care.
That's a point. That's well. A point.
And look, you said you didn't mind Erica's version, so she probably don't feel
I,
like...
You know what I didn't
She got
mind
the gay
Erica
boys
version.
Running around being like, oh, Erica, you
but
are
But, you
Erica.
Know, when I say I don't mind... I didn't mind Erica's version, and I obviously know y'all haven't listened to both versions.
I sure have.
Is because... I wouldn't have minded Erica's version or had anything to say because it reminded me of maybe an old 90s or 80s
they didn't
late,
have
late
80s like that, like
singer. Thank you. They had reverb.
Real
though.
Serious.
They had reverb.
Sure
though.
Did. It didn't sound like a robot.
They had reverb though.
That sounded like RoboCop.
But it, you know, it wasn't as bad until I heard Olivia's, and then it was like, oh, okay.
You're like,
now,
oh, this is how it's supposed to be.
Now I see the difference.
I'm telling you, Erica mm-hmm. needs to be a soap star. Maybe she can do demos. She could do a demo, like, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
That's how Kesha started
Which
out.
Which is a soap star.
Hmm?
Like, soap.
Yeah, let's just stick to soap.
She's pretty dramatic.
Yeah. She'd be, I think she'd kill it.
I mean, now she's hooking up with girls behind her back.
Wait, so I need to break this down.
Yeah,
okay.
Break it down. Help me understand.
Right there.
So we have... Tiffany.
Yes.
This new character
she don't even
in addition
get a last
to the
name.
Show.
Yeah.
Not even a last name. God
Just Tiffany.
They really
Tiffany.
Did her wrong. Tiffany, who is Rich's ex.
Ex.
Mm-hmm.
Who now befriended
Erica.
Mm-hmm. And then only befriended Erica because
She's
Rich
in,
wanted
yeah.
a spy on Erica,
mm-hmm.
but then ended up sleeping with Erica.
Right.
Are we all right on, are we
yes.
still on the same
right,
side?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And then ended up still falling in love with Rich.
Yes.
But Erica ended up falling in love with her.
Yes.
Right.
And now she is spilling the tea to Olivia.
Yes.
Who then is going to make that public on the next episode. And so it's just one circle.
And you forgot, keep going. There's another part.
And go ahead, chime in.
Tiffany wants Rich to stop messing
with Erica,
Erica.
Yes.
Where's Maury when you need him?
This is some crazy, nasty.
I'm just confused.
Oh, and another one I forgot. Tiffany says that she can get Rich to be faithful to just be with her.
She thinks.
She think that's what she said.
And Olivia said Rich is not ready to settle down anytime.
But he
soon.
Will settle down with me.
She's great.
That's how Tiffany feels.
Yeah, that's
and
how
so,
Tiffany feels.
If you guys don't remember in News and Gossip, I mentioned Erica had gotten to this fight with this mysterious girl named Tiffany, who I had named before.
When was this?
Just a few shows ago.
Oh shit.
At a boutique.
Oh, okay.
Right. This is the girl on the show that she fought. The outcome is still unknown who won.
And there she
there
is.
There she is, right
I mean,
there.
She's really pretty.
She,
what are you talking about? She
I
looks
think
like.
She's really pretty.
You don't think she's pretty?
What? She looks like LaToya Jackson.
You don't think she's pretty?
She looks
I
like LaToya
she's
Jackson.
Pretty.
She does not look like Toya Jackson.
She does.
Mm-mm, she looked like, I can't remember.
A
Toya.
Busted ass Kimbella.
Toya, she was an old
I
singer
she's
in like
really
the 2000s.
Pretty, yeah.
I thought she's prettier than Erica Mena.
She's prettier than Kambala.
Can you imagine those two in bed together? It's just so awkward.
First of all, and that's my thing with Erica. It's like, that's what Rich's mom was saying. Like, you don't even know your damn self to know someone. Like, you don't know if you're straight, you're a lesbian, you're a singer, an actress. Like, you don't know if you're in love. You don't know if you want to sign a contract. Like, you just don't know.
You don't know if you're ratchet.
You just don't know.
Oh, you don't know if you're...
It scares me for her, actually. I'm really worried.
You're really not.
No, I'm not.
You're really not.
I think she just knows how to party.
Party hard, yellow.
Party hard.
Sure. I mean,
but post, you see where yellow made Lil Wayne end up in the hospital last week. So yellow is not the best answer for our young viewers. It's definitely not for my life, and I don't know about y'all.
Lying about that.
I believe. Well, I don't believe we only live once, but I believe you should take care of yourself, your body, and your image. What?
Who
and
are we saying doesn't? Erica?
I feel like Erica doesn't.
Like drugs and things like that?
No, I'm just saying...
She doesn't take me as that. I just feel like she just...
Well, no, we ain't saying that.
Not just drugs. I'm just saying she's not respecting herself. If you're supposed to be in love with this man, Rich, that you're so passionately in love with, but all the while you have this secret relationship with this girl... You're not being true to yourself.
I would love to actually get Erica in here and interview her.
We were supposed to have her on the show last week.
I want to know about her, how she grew up. I want to know about her dad. I want to know about how she became
the person
she is.
You're trying to go deep into the issues.
I do. I
probably
think
trouble.
But her issue started. Sure, that's what's going to answer it.
But didn't her issue start from her ex? That was the whole reason why she.
No, those issues go deep.
What did we take from Joe showing up to Tahiri's?
This whole side of her face.
What did we take from Joe showing up to Tahiri's charity event? And giving her, dropping off some money.
I liked it. They just need to have marry each other, and just be together.
Yeah, they
so you know
so
the rumor is
each other. It's ridiculous.
You know the rumor is that they might be back together. I should have saved that for news
rumor
and gossip.
Yeah, because I need to ask you guys. Yeah, save it for news because I have a question.
Okay, I will.
All right. Well,
you could just tell that they really loved each other in that like whole moment. Like she was just like.
She's like, you're really
showing. Okay, honestly though, both girls, could you guys be in a relationship with someone if he still was saying like, no, I'm going to DR with you? Oh no, you're not.
No.
Right. I know.
Wait,
you would know. You, if you were Joe's girlfriend and he went to Tahiri and had that whole conversation, that would go down.
Oh, hmm. Like if
like here's money and I'm coming to DR with you.
Yeah,
and
but how much money was really in that envelope? That's
what was
the real question.
That was supposed to be money?
Supposed to be money.
Or it could have been a check.
It's probably like $100.
Whatever. Yeah, okay, we ain't going to rash on Joe Budden for giving the donation.
No, it just didn't look like no money. It didn't look
like
a check.
It was probably a check or something.
What, a cashier's check?
For some reason, everybody thinks I'm the hater
on
the show.
Money.
No, I'm not.
Just take the check before I speak.
I just keep it real, and I put different avenues and thoughts that you can always take. There's three sides to every story. We never know.
Right. I just want them together. I really do. I've been saying it since the beginning. And I don't know if y'all saw her music video. It was on Worldstar.
No, who would want to see that?
Mind you sitting over here drinking wine and listening to Erica Mena. Bye. No, but I will say this about Tahiri.
True story.
Shoot. Vocally, but visually, the video was, I mean, someone paid good money for that. So, I mean, the video was good quality. She had Styles P in it.
So you want her to get back
with
Joe
yep.
instead of being a strong woman and find somebody that's worth it.
I want her to be able to
navigate.
And Joe and all his issues.
Well, she got some issues too.
But she doesn't have drug issues.
Right, but Joe doesn't either. He's been clean. And he
so he
it.
Says.
He proved it
but
to
But wasn't
her.
He smoking a joint on.
Okay, weed is.
Well, I guess marijuana is acceptable.
If you're going to drop
that
the pipe for
is that
weed.
What we think?
Weed helps the drug. You feel me? Helps you get over the drug.
That's true.
Weed ain't really.
Not for
know,
a crack addict. Not for a crack out.
Well, I'd rather him pick up some weed than to pick up a pipe.
They need to be sober.
So you
sober,
want her
sober.
To be with Joe instead of find someone else?
Yes.
Worthy.
I want her to become an independent woman, strong, where she can go into the relationship and control the relationship and be the woman.
Oh, my God.
Wait, control?
Tiffany looks like T.I.'s wife, Tiny. There it is.
No.
No,
there
she
is.
Like,
does not.
No, she's like Shekinah.
Wow.
T.I.'s or Tony's
there's something going on
friend.
Wrong with her.
Shekinah.
I think it's the hair.
Okay, so we can round it off and get to the juicy stuff. Let's just go into how and why we fell in love with Mendeecees today in this episode. So he takes Yandy to this house, and we get this ratchet
so
realtor.
Romantic.
This
she was cute.
For a realtor, like,
yeah,
she was dressed.
She was really dressed. That's why I was like, dang,
like,
okay.
She looked like she was in a music video. Like, there was no reason for all that. So I didn't know.
She just knew she was about to be on this episode. She was like, hold on, I'm gonna put my fur coat on.
But you know, Mendici's kept it cute. He was like, you know what? If you want this house, I have the check already. It's yours. And then we thought that was where it was gonna stop. Then he brings her up to the master bedroom, which has a balcony inside the house. This has to be an amazing house. Oh, and yeah, there's nothing but candles lit. And
that house is everything.
He gets down on one knee, which he almost slips and falls, if you notice he had to catch himself on Yandy, and proposes to her, which the proposal was a little off, but it's Mendici's.
It was so cute and so genuine and so real. I'm not even going to lie. I teared up. I'm not even going to lie.
She teared up.
You know what? For this TV show, that was a great moment for this show.
It was.
For this show.
It was a good moment for TV. Period.
I love it.
From him to say what he said to his boy and then to like follow through with it.
Yes.
Yeah, I thought it was
great. And talk to the mom.
And you know what else? And talk to the mom. And then the shadiest part.
It was like Yandy's twin.
That is scary to talk to.
Her and her mom look like exactly the same.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they have the same mannerisms too. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And you know what I was really proud of him of? Mom's is when gorgeous. He went to go look at the rings. I was really scared they were going to show all these big rings, but then he was going to come with some little, like, this is why. No, he
that
got
ring was
that ring.
Everything.
And it was that in that house, like, how you come out from your bedroom, you still inside the house, but you're on a balcony inside your house from your bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
Everything.
It's that East Coast, East Coast houses.
Nice.
Let's get into news and gossip, please.
AfterBuzz TV News.
So, the reunion for Love & Hip Hop New York was filmed last week, and the drama still continues and gets even worse.
Really?
There were some physical altercations.
Believe that.
Joe Budden and Consequence got into something really hectic where it got physical. Even Tahiri, allegedly, what she said on the radio is she... snuffed the hell out of Consequence and socked him in the face. Tahiri. And it's all caught on camera, actually. You can go online, YouTube it, Google it, Worldstar it. There's video footage of Consequence and Joe Budden going at it. We don't have the Tahiri one, but Tahiri said she snuffed Consequence in the face. You can see on the footage, Consequence is falling to the ground, and Jin the Pin, his baby mom, is yelling out, "I'm calling the cops on you, Joey." Jin the Pin apparently wanted to call the cops. That's how you know she's white. But the biggest kicker in news and gossip. What can I get? That's the biggest news. Like,
oh my god, comedy. That is such comedy.
This is the biggest one of them all. Let me just get an applause, whatever it is, and we're gonna see how this plays out in the next 2 weeks. Here we go! Yes! Consequence stole Joe Budden's phone and hacked his phone, because I guess there was a password. There is a message from a man that supposedly says, "I miss you, Joey. I love you. I'm going to fly out to London to come see you."
That's a lie. That's a damn lie.
We don't know if it's a lie, but it's from a man. And so, Consequence went on the air last week on Angela Martinez's radio station and aired it out. Said, "I have this message and I'm not afraid to expose this. I've took all my snapshots of the messages. Joe Budden, you better let us know. Are you gay? What's going on?" This is the kicker. This is going to end pretty nasty. Pretty freaking nasty.
I mean, I could kind of see Joe going on that way, like, you know.
So he stole his phone.
Shit, you know,
stole his phone during the scuffle.
What? Because I know someone who chills with Joe Budden like that.
Steals another man's phone.
I've been suspecting.
Hey,
can y'all answer that for me? Can you answer that? What man steals another man's phone?
No, a gay man. Consequence. I'm questioning your actions.
I mean, I don't understand that.
Were you texting your boy in London?
Well, he said that, in all fairness, his phone fell out during the scuffle. He ran because he thought the cops were coming. Joe.
Yeah.
And so the phone was left behind. Consequence picked it up.
That's such a bitch move.
Yeah.
It really is. But.
And
since he did it, we have all this juicy
stuff.
You got
hit by a girl. You mad? You are mad.
He seems pretty mad. And I understand why Erica said the season's going to end on a bang, because the gay rumor is huge.
That's
like,
right, that's crazy. Yeah.
Why is another man texting you talking about he loves you and he can't wait to come
see you? Where's the proof in that?
Now, what people are saying on the blogs and the rumors is that, you know, Joe is a player, so he could be one of those men that titles like a female
as a man.
The phone. Okay. I've done that when I was younger. My brother still does that to this day. So we don't
blasting tea out today.
Oh, yeah.
Personal tea.
Whatever. But, you know, it could be that situation. But you never know.
You
never know. And he lives in New York. You know, New York is capital D.O.
I thought it was D.O.
Is it D.C.?
I thought it was Atlanta.
What's Atlanta?
No, Atlanta is
Joe Budden's
gay capital. But D.L. capital? D.L. capital.
D.L. Oh, is it New York?
I don't know. There's so many.
Look, the United States. At this point, the United States is
just the DL capital.
Right, then you're holding the United States. Damn it.
And I mean,
I'm moving to Europe.
You know what? Maybe one of his little crackhead moments, he could have done something. And
I just don't even know. People on the DL.
On this day. But
I want to know, Joey. Never mind.
But honestly, to me, those are both equally just as gay. Consequence, you stealing people's phone after you got slapped by a woman.
But honestly, what do we really think about this? Because when Consequence was asked,
I'm so mad that generally it was like, I'm calling the cops and said she didn't even get into the
when Consequence was asked, why were you fighting with Joe?
Just looking for a phone, like, here, call.
Oh my God, one subject here, thank you. Thank you. When Consequence was asked, why are you fighting with Joe? Because y'all really don't have any real beef. Consequence couldn't even answer the question. He was like, nah, dog, it's like, when I saw you earlier, you gave me daps, and then later, it was beef. It's like, dude, you're
beef
almost
about what?
You're almost 40. You sound like a 12-year-old boy. Like, let's really get it together.
But beef about what? Okay. Well, all right. I'm ready. Okay. Go on to the next one. No, I'm ready for the next.
I'm over Consequence. I just can't. He got this show. I've done.
You guys, they weren't even in this episode, and I loved it. I'm like,
then the show was
not
so much better.
No, it was so much better. Like, I didn't have to fast forward. I could enjoy the whole episode.
That was really true.
You didn't have to
feel like he was going to come out and eat you with his teeth.
And
I didn't have to hear
none of their personal problems, because their personal problems begin on my damn nerves.
And you know what? Consequence has been semi-quiet. Okay, you've done stuff, and he's done some pretty good music in the past. But once you get this show, all of a sudden, now you're doing all this bitch moves, going on radio stations, talking trash about
that's what the hell he gets for saying the light skin is the right skin. You, my brother, are the donkey of the week. You should have been the donkey of the week. That's a horrible.
They said donkey of the week.
No, the donkey of the week.
He did also tweet out, "Brown skin is the crown skin."
Oh, now you want to redeem yourself because you got all that hate mail for
him. He just
shut up.
His teeth.
Anyway.
He need to take them teeth out and put on his head and wear it like a tiara.
That is it for news and gossip. I had nothing on these hot ass messes.
Upside down.
Predictions. Okay, here's my question.
And now, you're after Buzz TV. Predictions.
It is so hot in here.
I know. What's his girlfriend's name? Caitlin?
Caitlin.
What did Joe say to Caitlin?
A couple weeks ago.
No, in the next episode.
He said that he's not sure if Tahir and him are still in love. Like, he's trying to figure that out.
I was like,
girl, run while you still can.
Caitlin, right?
Girl, you're going to get hurt.
Mm-hmm. You know, she's going right back to the host draw and hitting another line. That's what she's going to do.
No, I don't mind. I'm not calling her that.
No, she's cute.
She feels like she's trying. She's like Karrueche.
I really don't give a damn. I'm going to say what the hell I feel. I feel like she was a girl that Joe met on the host draw in the club. The host draw is not the street corner. Thank you. I don't know what y'all thinking, but it could be anything. The club, the studio.
All-Star Weekend.
So after all that, he's not sure
if
he's not in love with her anymore.
No, he ain't never in love. Yeah,
so he dragged her out through this whole season.
Yes.
And then now wants to say that I may still be in love with Tahiri. And I love how the way he posed that answer, he made it kind of seem like Tahiri was the one doing it. No, you are the man.
Exactly.
You're running this ship right now, and you're basically playing both women.
And that's who you want Tahiri to be with?
Right.
Yeah. Well, you know what?
Think about it.
Yeah.
Think about it.
He still says yes.
Yep.
Okay.
Like Mandisi says, when you find the one, you're going to settle down.
Mm. Oh, so you think Tahiri is the one for Joe?
Yep.
I think next week we also get a look into Mendici's molestation trial, where he has to tell his son that he which is cleared of all charges. Yes, we did. We applauded for him.
But that's what it is?
I thought it was something else.
Oh, damn.
I don't know.
Yeah,
maybe
he's got trouble.
How much trouble is this man getting in?
I don't know.
Well it's obviously something he feels like he'll be put away for a while, where he has to sit down and have that discussion with his son.
That sucks, right?
His son is a very handsome kid. I love the dynamic between him and his son. Thank you for tuning in. I am Mikey3000. Watch. You can find us on iTunes. Find us on Twitter. Find us on Facebook at AfterBuzz TV. You can find me at Mikey3000 Watts.
I'm Nicolette Gaona. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook at Sinsei DRC. That's S-I-N-S-E underscore.
Oh, girl, hurry before we burn up in this room.
I know. Why y'all wear...
At DJ Jesse J.
It's cold outside.
I'm sorry.
Y'all not think I want to get out of here?
Ashit on Ray at Ashit on Ray.
I'm wearing a jacket.
Later.
We about to die, y'all. We about to die.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.